This episode of the Star Wars Report podcast is brought to you by Topps. Voyage across the Star Wars galaxy with Topps in an all-new trading card collection. Topps Journey to Star Wars The Last Jedi. And Sperry, celebrate the 40th anniversary of the original Star Wars film with an incredible selection of shoes courtesy of Sperry. Show off your Star Wars style in the galaxy right here, right now. Head over to StarWarsReport.com/Sperry. Coming up on the Star Wars Report podcast, it's the trailer. Also, we're going to be talking about the trailer. Also, and the trailer. The trailer. We're talking about the trailer. Let's do it. Headlong into the fight. Birds of a feather well weathered together. Hey guys, welcome back to the Star Wars Report podcast, episode 302. I'm your host, Riley Blanton. So glad you've joined us. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Please delete as appropriate. Whatever time of the day it is, that's the time you're listening, and you can delete the other two times I just referenced. That's what I'm saying. It's the Star Wars Report. It's episode 302, and I have right across the room from me, comfortably sitting in a couch, it's the producer of the fine program, it's Mr. Bruce Gibson.
I'm so comfortable right now.
Bruce, did I introduce myself? I honestly can't remember.
I don't know, but you're Riley Blanton.
Thank you.
I know that.
See, I'll have to go back and listen to the audio, because I'm so excited. Literally, last night, the trailer to The Last Jedi dropped. This is our official trailer breakdown. Unfortunately, Mark Herleman can't join us. Because I was just at New York Comic Con. We'll talk about that on another show. This is all about the trailer. But it's because my laptop was stolen, so I literally don't have the capability.
I think Mark's not on because this isn't Legends.
Oh, come on. Come on. No, Mark's going to be back on. I'm sure he'll share some of his thoughts. But we're going to just do a breakdown of the trailer. Like, that's the news. That's what's happening. That's this podcast. So let's start right now. How's that sound?
Okay, so do you want me to play the whole trailer nonstop, or do you want
I'm feeling the whole trailer. How about you? You want to see the whole thing?
We can watch the whole thing.
A palate cleanser of sorts.
I'll turn up the volume.
Turn up the volume. I'll go, like, put a microphone over there or something.
Okay, so you go.
All right,
there.
Here we go.
I'm gonna hold the
this is the fun thing. I love recording in person. There's nothing else. That's a great victory. All right.
It is.
Let's hear it. So the Last Jedi trailer aired on ESPN on football last...
Monday Night Football, ESPN.
Monday Night Football.
On October 9th.
My sister, Cindy, actually came over to our house to watch it on our surround sound speaker system.
Oh, good for her.
And so that was actually kind of a fun experience to see it for the first time.
Yeah.
Because we like got to watch it, and then I got to explain what a porg was. Here it is.
When I found you, I saw raw, untamed power, and beyond that, something truly special.
Always been there. Then I was awake. And I need help.
I've seen this raw strength only once before. It didn't scare me enough then. It does now. Kill it. If you have to. That's the only way to become what you were meant to be.
Show me my place in all this.
Now that's a trailer, my friend.
Yeah, and that's the first time I watched it in my movie theater room.
That, listen, man, the sound here is great.
Yeah, oh. I just wish the picture was better. I'm playing through a Roku. It's not really that great.
Well,
HD,
what doesn't matter. The sound was, ooh.
The sound was really good. Mm.
And I love the way the dialogue sounds. All right, I won't compliment your speech. First initial reaction to this trailer, sir.
Oh, my gosh. I think
you filmed it, right?
I filmed it.
You filmed the reaction and used the hashtag to get on the Star Wars show, right?
No, but I did see Red Five Moms.
What is wrong with you? You could have been on the Star Wars show.
And Mark stuff. But no, I didn't do that. My first reaction was, I would say it lived up to what I was hoping for.
Okay.
Let's just say that.
Did you have pretty high expectations for it?
No.
No, interesting. I had pretty high expectations because you know why? It was when I saw Rian Johnson tweet about like if you don't want to know anything, don't watch it.
Right.
Which is kind of a given, I guess, anyway, depending on how you take it. But the fact that he commented on it made it unique.
Well, I didn't have high expectations because I was trying to go in without expectations.
Gotcha. Okay. And it met, and so
I guess I was also expecting, and maybe one little disappointment as I was hoping to really see something different where I'm like, whoa, not story wise, but just visually something.
Okay.
Where I'd say, wow, I never expected to see anything that looked like that before.
So, sort of like we used to get in like the old, trailers for, I keep wanting to say Battlefront, for the Old Republic. Like some of those, they would show some kind of really freaky, awesome force power that we'd never seen before.
Yeah, just something really different. I think the walkers were probably the most.
Yeah, that's true. Like seeing that they're being called the gorilla walkers.
Is that what they
kind of have? That they have that sort of
fists that.
Down, which the potential there is to see them like scale a really high mountainous terrain.
And that would be cool if you can see that.
Like, right.
That would really like
see
that.
So for me, because I'm the story guy. Did we get some, like, OMG story moments? Like, my big takeaways, we're going to actually go through this shot by shot here in a sec, but I wanted to kind of settle on our initial takeaways, because I got two of them, all right?
Okay.
Either they're doing a giant misdirect, or they're just showing stuff from the film that's a huge plot point to get you interested. Either way, I'm not sure how I feel. That being said, I'll say right at the front, absolutely love this trailer. I think it's the second best trailer. The original Chewie, We're Home, it's hard to top that. But it's right up there, man. This hit home for me really well. But particularly the music, because I'm a huge music guy. To hear, like, Ray's theme given the sort of bombastic, bom, bom, bom version of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a sucker for that kind of thing. But the two points that just immediately jumped out at me, obviously, is the super obvious lead-in to, like, Leia might die, here's him pulling the trigger. And I feel like that's so obvious, that might be the misdirect.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Does that make them taking advantage of suspense of Leia's death in a movie trailer? I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, I think that you hit on what I feel about the whole thing, because I watched it with my wife earlier tonight, and we're recording this the day after it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't see it last night, but she watched it this evening, and she's like, oh, you know, she's pointing out certain storylines that they're hinting at, and I'm like, well, really? I mean, because I feel like this is a lot of misdirect, and we've known from past trailers we've seen scenes that don't even appear in films.
Yeah. The difference is they have wrapped shooting.
Yeah,
on this
but
film.
They could take scenes that they.
But
yeah,
exactly. I don't know that they've wrapped.
I mean, there's just different things where it's Luke. I'll save it for when we break it down.
We'll break it down. Scene. And the other of the two that is the very end of, like, I need somebody to show me the way. I need a GPS app, and I think you're the man for the job.
And I don't think she's saying that to Kylo.
You don't think so? So you're saying two for two.
I think she's saying that
to Luke. I think the latter is more likely to be
true. If you look at it, she's in what looks like, it sounds like she's in a cavern or
Yeah, it
some
looks
kind
like
of,
it, but so does the Kylo Ren shot.
But he looks like, to me, it looks like he's maybe outside where there's fire falling and things.
Yeah, there's. I mean, it's the same kind of
lighting. The audio
lighting.
Sounds different to me. Like, she sounds like she's in a room, an echoing room of some type.
Man, if only I had, like, a sound, a mixer and stuff where I could play the audio. Darn it. Darn you thieves in New York. Let's jump into the, shall we? Let's jump into the breakdown. Because we have a lot to talk about. As always, Darth Hound, Darth_Hound on Twitter, has this has been a tradition since The Force Awakens, has always done these amazing breakdowns bit by bit that just
Bruce is like really wanting to see.
Oh, look, the gorilla things.
There it goes.
Oh, just leave it on that shot, man. Like, look at that. Cause see how, like, see the way the yeah, it looks like a giant gorilla forearm punching the ground, and they're going towards the cliff. You think those things will climb the cliff?
I would love that because
you also see Kylo Ren.
They had something like that in the movie for the Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That was pretty cool,
and
too.
I like that. That was one of my favorite parts about it.
First shot, Kylo Ren overlooking the assembly of First Order troops and vehicles. He's... Can I pause? I'm just going to pause our podcast for a second. There's a big old language warning. It's not for the kids, but there's a great recap. Listen, there's going to be all the recaps and breakdowns of the trailer, like the one you're listening to now. But if you have a very dry sense of humor... Go watch the Aussie Man Reviews, the trailer. Bruce, do not let me forget this, because we need to, at the end of this, watch the Aussie Man Reviews of this trailer, because it is hilarious.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
It also cannot be played on this podcast, because I want to keep things family friendly. But yeah, we have that assembly overlook of a basically new, a new crop of battlement for the First Order, and it looks to be... the shot looks, it says, and again, this is all off Darth Hound. You can find this blog post that we're going to kind of use for the breakdown at StarWarsReport.com on the blog there. So definitely check it out, because everything we're talking about visually and everything like that, you can actually follow along with the podcast. But it looks like the mega-class Star Destroyer that Snoke has, that we've seen some pictures of in some of the extraneous material. And yeah, that's a pretty cool shot.
Yeah, it's not practical effects though. It's
practical effects.
Because you know the what
everything's
he's
changed.
To
everything's
CG.
Different, but everything's
but it looks
changed.
Good.
And then we have the shot of the gorilla walkers, and keep in mind, like, we'll go through the dialogue, because when Snoke is saying, "When I found you, I saw raw, untamed power," and the shots we're seeing over that. Are the gorilla walkers with Kylo Ren's freaking shuttle. And then we see a shot of... Man, this is so cool. We see a shot of some stormtroopers, and then we go on to the shot of Kylo Ren picking up the lightsaber. It kind of looks like on Crait, maybe Mustafar. It's got that red background. And the shot before that, it kind of looks like... the march on the temple. And again, this is what Darth Hound does so well, because he actually includes the screenshot of the shot of Kylo Ren entering this area and the shot from Revenge of the Sith of Vader / Skywalker entering the temple.
Wait, I don't see that.
Yeah, it's right there next to the, right above the Kylo Ren shot.
Oh, yeah, I see that now.
And beyond that, something truly special.
Well, wait, so I saw raw, untamed power, Snoke says, and we show Kylo Ren.
So they're showing Kylo Ren. Do you think
Saying that to Ren?
But Anthony Breznican, my man, Anthony
EW
Breznican,
from Entertainment Weekly.
In his breakdown, he's thinking that he's talking, it's another misdirect, and that he's talking to Rey.
That's what I think.
You think so?
Yep, absolutely.
There's so much lies! Deceptions!
I think everything is a misdirect.
The gorilla walkers are fake. Fake news. All right,
That's what Trump says.
That broke down quickly. It's all... All right, I'll stop. I could get into political...
You know they'll show this in the White House.
So, also, like, Kylo looks like he's in Snoke's throne room here, which... Because Snoke's Praetorian guards can be seen in the background. I don't see that shot. I'm trying to see them in the background. I don't see it in the shot of the trailer. He includes one of the
Oh, wait. No, where he's picking up the lightsaber. Look in the background.
You're not kidding.
Yeah, they're
standing I just
back
noticed
there.
It.
You can only see
Darth
them from
Hound,
like the waist
man.
Down.
This is literally the entire podcast. I'm just going to be constantly saying go follow at Darth_Hound and
this
read the blog
the
post.
This is the Darth Hound report.
Exactly. It is this week. But it's the Praetorian Guards. And yeah, he does include one of the Entertainment Weekly shots that shows them in that same location. The lighting's slightly different. And he also includes that behind-the-scenes reel, which shows Adam Driver practicing a fight with staff-wielding warriors. So, like, the stuntmen are wielding staffs. And the only things we've seen wielding staffs so far are the Praetorian Guards, So, you know, it looks like a Kylo Ren facing off against that. What's the next thing we see, Bruce? We got...
It looks like we're seeing Rey. Well, we're seeing...
Rey?
Yeah, Rey.
Rey?
Rey.
Don't be a...
Rey.
Fret.
Rey? Rey? Yeah. Rey? Rey? So we see Rey... Well, we're seeing Daisy Ridley training.
This is the series of Skellig Michael shots, which, by the way, having been there, it's so cool. You know, it's like when a movie... It's like when you go see Baby Driver. Now we've actually been to the place where they're showing Skellig Michael and her training. You see that sequence of her handing off the lightsaber, and you see Luke accepting it.
With that,
which I thought was an interesting
hand.
Which, by the way, has a pretty cool battle damage mark in
right.
it that you can kind of see. But that mechanical hand, I'm surprised they showed that, because that was kind of the big speculation at the end of the last movie, the big cliffhanger.
Take it?
Is he going to take it? What's he going to do with it? Well, they just showed it in the trailer. He does accept it.
Oh, man, spoiled. The whole movie's spoiled.
I know, right? Aw, come on. No, and then he... And this does closely parallel Obi-Wan handing off the lightsaber to Luke in some ways, instead of the, you know, old generation preserving it and handing it off to the young.
So
the younger generation preserving it and handing it off to the old.
Kenobi... As in Ben, hands it to Luke. Kenobi, as in Rey, hands it to Luke.
Hmm.
I'm not saying I believe Rey's a Kenobi. I'm just saying that's one of the theories out there. So I'm just like,
yeah,
that
that's true. I can do that. His hands are shaking as he reaches out for the saber. And yeah, it's you can kind of see that battle damage on it. Then, when I fear, Bruce, well, I like this format. I will just take turns. We'll go back and forth on it. Then we has I'll catch everyone up on the dialogue since we don't have the capability, but Rey is quoted saying, something inside me, I can't do a Daisy Ridley impression, has always been there, but now it's awake.
Oh, that's like the title of the last movie.
It's like...
It's poetic.
The Force awakens in her.
I should call that, that should be the title of the movie. That'd be a great title.
It would be. You know, could actually say episode 7 before that.
Wow. All right, we'll stop. So, but these shots after the lightsaber handoff to Luke, we see...
Books.
The Force Tree / Temple. This is kind of cool. What's breaking down? You see that kind of Journal of the Wills looking book, and you see the interior of this ancient Force Tree. It's this super old, decayed... tree that's ginormous, and it, and again, this is quoting Darth Helm, but it seems that this is where the ancient library is, of course, because that's where we see the book, and the speculation could be that this tree is the first Jedi temple. So, like, the first Jedi temple is, achoo!
Wait, you're not saying that the tree is the Jedi Temple. The tree is at the Jedi
That's
Temple.
What Darth Hound is saying is a possibility.
Yes.
Like on...
Achoo!
Achoo. Bless you. So, yeah, because we've seen a tree in front of the Coruscant.
Yeah, and the tree
temple.
Was in the hole, and the hole was in the ground, and the green grass grew all around. This is podcasting professionalism at its greatest.
Yeah.
But he goes on, he points out, so it basically the shape of this tree kind of looks a little bit like the geographical construction of the spires of the Jedi temples on Coruscant. I mean, I'll be honest, it's a little bit of a reach, but I can see what Darth Hound's going for. And I do like the poetry of the idea of that you would model the Jedi temple on Coruscant after the original Jedi temple on...
Well, there has to be some, bless you, there has to be some significance to trees, and I feel like Shattered Empire comic had trees.
Yeah, that's true, and they handled that kind of weirdly. I like that comic. I didn't particularly like that part, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, well,
I did like the
comic. It was kind of like, and they didn't really resolve why they were going
through just kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's like, what's with the trees? And then there's Forces of Destiny, also showed the tree again.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The tree keeps getting shown in several different... But we don't know a whole lot about the tree and these other trees that we've seen, but now we have a tree here on... Achoo!
Bless you.
And so
I feel like this joke might get old at some point, but man, I'm willing to keep going.
Last episode. But yeah, I think we're gonna learn something more about the tree, obviously, in these books. I mean, the books are in the tree.
Yeah.
Why are the books in the tree
anyway?
Well,
the books are in the tree, and the tree's in the hole, and the hole's in the ground, and the green grass. All right, I'll stop. Hey, guys, the Star Wars Report is brought to you by Tops. In fact, you can voyage across the Star Wars galaxy with Tops. They've got an all-new trading card. I almost said training card. I'm thinking of Rey right now. Trading card collection, and it's, by the way, conveniently enough, it happens to be the Journey to the Last Jedi. Now, I have some. On the last episode, we announced we were doing a big giveaway. I haven't forgotten, by the way, guys, for people who left an iTunes review for the Star Wars Report for episode 300. Ooh. We got a bunch.
No way.
We got a ton of. You need to look it up because we got a ton of new. Like, we got 10 new reviews. So, everyone, listen, we had those three cool gift packages. I'm going to follow up with everyone because everyone who left a review in that period of time, and you never know if you do that now and send us an email,
please say
is also going to get some Topps cards because they were awesome and they've given us a ton of stuff to give away from Topps. But essentially, so the Journey to the Last Jedi is 110 baseline story cards that take you on a journey across the Star Wars saga, and they include a sneak peek, speaking of the trailer, of The Last Jedi. So basically they have stickers, they have these character cards that are super cool, these illustrated cards, and it's funny because I was seeing them at New York Comic Con seeing some of this stuff. And a lot of these packs, especially if you buy the large packs all at once, the large boxes they have, you can get some autographs from some actors, including like Matt Lanter and some of the Clone Wars actors, and they've got some really cool
autographs.
You can actually get an autographed Star Wars card in some of these card packs. So, yeah. How do you get the trading card packs? Here's the thing. They're in pretty much every major retailer. You can find them at, you know, your Walmart, Target, but also Topps.com. Topps.com, that's where you can get them. And, of course, check out the Star Wars Card Trader app where you can do the digital version. And you can collect 1,000-plus officially licensed Star Wars digital cards, including replicas of the original line from 1977, and all of them have these kind of cool digital features that you can check out that are unique from the physical product as well. And you can take your entire, of course, card collection digitally on the go. So thanks to Topps for sponsoring the Star Wars Report podcast. And a big thanks. I did a ton of stuff. If you want to check it out, head over to the Star Wars Report Facebook page and click on videos, or the Star Wars Report Twitter and click on media. It's going to be in some of the most recent stuff, but check out all the cool stuff that was happening at the Topps booth. I shot a pretty cool video montage of just everything that was going on at the booth. It's funny because we even got like some face. Listen, this is the way feedback goes on social media, Bruce. Mm-hmm. We even got some feedback that was like, hey, this is cool and all, but tell us what's actually available. Come on, you need more information. And I thought that's the best kind of perturbed feedback I could ever get.
Absolutely.
On making a video, because I was just shooting a montage of everything going on at the booth. I wasn't like breaking down everything that's in the actual Journey to the Last Jedi selection. So we're going to be doing some more giveaways upcoming. It's been a crazy schedule, but to everyone who left us an iTunes review and emailed us, I'll be getting back to you soon and sending out an email, and you're going to get your own Topps trading card pack, and we thank you for doing that. And we're going to do that again. So we're going to do that this week. So this week only, everyone who leaves a review on iTunes, we're going to mail you a pack of Star Wars trading cards. And you never know, I might include some other cool little accoutrement from the Star Wars Report studio. So, there it is, Topps.com. And we thank Topps for supporting the Star Wars Report.
I just went through some of the reviews real quick, and they were all positive.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
And the Topps cards is cool, because I'm thinking, I wonder if you went into the tree on Etchu.
Bless you.
If there's Topps cards in between the books.
Listen, I wouldn't put it past them. I wouldn't put it past them. So, yeah, again, thanks, Topps. All right, let's jump back to this.
I like the app, by the way.
Now we have the Rocky training montage. We're getting a training montage, all right?
Yes.
We see Rey training her, like, thrusting the lightsaber forward.
Remember the shot from a distance, and you see her way in the distance, the lightsaber going around, and Luke standing there? Now we got a close-up of that.
We get the close-up. Yeah, we do. Listen, I'm not making my my infatuation with one Daisy Ridley is secret.
I was just about to say, listen, I think Bruce, I can't hide what's in my heart.
I'm just saying. No, it's actually really cool. And you see that same shot from the original trailer of her kind of stirring up some dust, some Superman style, right? Like the rocks. The rocks are kind of moving, but you also see like the actual island crack, at which point Luke's like, oh crap.
I love Luke's look.
He's like, wait a second.
His eyes are like real wide, like, holy crap.
Well, and if that weren't any question, the next line of dialogue is, I've seen this raw strength only once before. Flashback!
No, wait. So this is what I told my wife.
All right.
She heard that line. She says, I've seen this raw strength once before. It didn't scare me enough then.
It does now.
It does now.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, so, you know, he's talking about Kylo Ren. I said, is he? Could he be talking about one of Rey's parents?
No, he's talking about Kylo Ren. Come on.
I don't know.
That's the whole point.
We don't know
point.
Anything about her parents.
That's the entire dialogue between Leia and Han in The Force Awakens is about how Luke couldn't save him, so you're going to go save him. I don't know how that turned out.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know, I could see that, but it's like the story's set up that way. I want the poetry. I want the drama. Like, that follows well.
I want to be amazed and taken off guard. I want to go and then go, yeah. I had no idea.
But here's the question, Bruce.
What?
Do you want practical effects? no, but then the series of shots, we get a chance to see, we get a chance to see this, what I think is a flashback. And again, it didn't scare me enough then, but maybe I'm just pairing it with the audio. So again, this could be misdirection, but we see like Night of the Living Dead style, Luke's metal hand just go through the ground and a bunch of rubble that's burning as he's making his way out from the burning, and he emerges from that rubble. And actually, you see in the shot, if you look closely, you do see him emerging from the rubble of the temple after Kylo Ren has destroyed it. And you know, we assume the Knights of Ren are involved as well.
I want to learn more about what the Knights of Ren are.
Well, and this is the assumption that so many fans are making, is that this is the this is the reason Luke doesn't want to train Rey. Do you think, is that what we're seeing here?
Rey? Yeah, I think that's the impression I get.
So so for once you're taking what's on the screen in the trailer at face value.
I'm saying at face value, that's the impression I get. Whether that's really true or not, I don't know.
Yeah. And then we see this very terrified Luke Skywalker says, it does scare me now. It does now. So basically,
I think he's almost insane.
You think so?
He may have lost it.
A little bit?
Yeah.
I think I'd be all about that storyline.
He might be like the what's his name from the Thrawn books?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sybot, what was it?
Joris Sybot.
Yeah, that's it.
Listen, man, I'm very proud. Mark Herleman should be proud of
he
me for remembering
be very
that.
Proud.
I read a Star Wars book and remembered a thing. But yeah, this seems to be pointing to that, you know, him training his nephew, Kylo Ren, and you know, we all know that didn't turn out so well. Then we cut to a sequence.
Or did it?
Then we see, well, speaking of Kylo, we get a couple things with Kylo. What are we seeing here, Bruce?
He's having a hissy fit. So he's got his helmet on, and then you see him he's holding his helmet, looking at it.
Wistfully.
And then he's got like a little bandage of where his
that bandage
scar
like
is.
Was trending on Twitter.
It is.
I was like, of all things in this trailer.
And then he takes his helmet and slams it into the wall. He's having a hissy fit again. And he's like a little brat. I mean, he really
that
wasn't
is. Listen, Bruce self-censored the B word there. I'm calling you out, Bruce. And yes, I agree to both.
Self-censored brat moment was sponsored by Tops.
All right, stop it. Stop it. But then it cuts to that sequence and the dialogue says, let the past die, kill it if you have to. So he's not even talking passive. He's proactive, right? You know, you got to get anywhere in this life, you got to make something of yourself. You got to be proactive, like kill your mom, because evidently that's what's happening as we see Kylo Ren's fighter
supposedly
going in, and he pulls the trigger, and you see that slow pan zoom in shot of Carrie Fisher, and you're like, oh no, but you're saying like misdirect.
If anything is a misdirect in here, it's that. Because if Kylo Ren is going to kill Leia, his mother, if he's going after her in that scene They put that in this trailer. There's no way they're going to want to reveal that.
You don't
that.
Think so?
They do not want to reveal that.
But then why did Rian Johnson tweet, don't watch it if you don't want to know anything?
He has retracted that tweet, by the way.
Yeah.
Today he said, I didn't really mean... He says, I'm just saying, if you don't want to know anything more, don't watch the trailer. But he says, go ahead, watch the trailer.
Yeah, that's after he got an email from Disney
right,
PR.
Right, exactly. That's what
that's
my thought
happened.
Was, too. But I'm telling you, I mean, I'm not to say that he's not trying. I don't think those two scenes are actually linked together.
You don't think so?
In the movie.
Mm.
But,
Fair. I actually agree with you on this one. I think.
Well, you know, it's about time.
It's about time. But he still has that freaking awesome chrome Band-Aid on.
Now, why is he wearing that?
But it does. I mean, at some point in the movie, he is zooming in on the going to be firing on the ship that's carrying Princess Leia. So he's willing to go at least think about it. But maybe at this point, listen, this is just pure speculation. Maybe this is the point where he hesitates and then doesn't do it. And then that leads to him sort of becoming the gray Jedi, and he falls on the wrong side of Snoke. Which leads to the end of the movie where, again, I'm fast forwarding to the end, but he and Rey are just like, let's team up. You know the color gray? I like it. Let's do it.
If that's really what's happening.
Yeah, if that's really what's happening. Bruce is so skeptical.
I am like,
you
I'm
are
not
so hard
for
to sell.
Little ploys here.
So basically, we have this Battle of Dakar, which is the location of the Resistance base in The Force Awakens. Well, it seems to be near the opening of the film. This is again from Darth Hound. At the opening of the film, so Kylo likely does not fire on the ship, but is it of his own will, or does something else prevent him from destroying the target? And again, we don't know. I'll jump on the next one. We have this cool shot of the Falcon going through this cool crystal cave, kind of very reminiscent of that Star Destroyer shot in The Force Awakens as it went through. And this is possibly Krayt, you know, the red crystal planet thing, but we don't really know.
I lost the page.
Maybe. And then, all right, you lost the page?
Yeah.
Well, then how are you going to talk about the next shot?
I'm going
next
there
shot's
now.
The most
Chewy.
Important. The most important shot of the whole trailer,
oh,
man.
I've been waiting for this one. This is my favorite shot.
All right.
So you have Chewbacca.
Break it down, Bruce.
You have him in the Millennium Falcon.
Yep.
And he cries out for, like, his mama or something. He's like, "Arr!" Mm-hmm. And then there's a little porg as we zoom out. There's a little porg sitting there. We've seen the shot before. We just haven't heard it. And the porg's like, and you know what? This is my favorite part because this is the less deceiving piece of the whole trailer.
Really? You, Mr. I don't like porgs, is just suddenly into
no,
all this.
No, wait. I like porgs. I just don't like emphasizing porgs constantly.
You just don't like how everyone's reacted to the porgs, let's be honest.
Right, it's just too much.
It's too much. And it is, right? Let's be honest.
But I did watch Teresa Delgado's reaction to the trailer just because I wanted to see her react to the porg. And she
and
did,
what was
just
it?
The way it was. Yay! That's not exactly how she did it, but she just was glee with excitement.
Speaking broadly, it's almost like people who do these videos know they're on camera. Anyway, was that all out? All right, I'll keep going. All right. No, I don't get, listen, more power to you if you do it. I just couldn't.
No, I couldn't either because you know you're on display.
Yeah.
And you feel like you have to react.
Well, and
I'm going to do one and not have a single reaction. That's going to be my next one.
Oh, dude.
Or my first one, actually. I'm going to say, here's my reaction to the trailer, and just sit there stone-faced through the whole thing.
Listen, man, I brought a camera. I kind of want to just shoot this. We're doing that at the end.
We're doing it.
Yes. This is happening.
Posting it
this
tonight.
This is going to be gold. The real question is, now here's the thing. I like this new bit, because this could be a new thing for every new Star Wars trailer, because that's all we're going to have to do. Is just try to stay stone-faced, because then you'll know if it really impacts us, because the challenge, the game, is to stay totally stone-faced.
Well, the thing is, honestly, when I watch the trailers, I probably don't have much reaction anyway.
Eyes darting around the screen.
I'm just focused on, and you might be an occasional, like, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that would be it. But I'm like really like focused. I'm not like, oh, wow, woo. Yeah, I don't
do
that.
Yeah,
I don't do that. Even, you know. I wasn't even that excited at my wedding. I mean, it's just, I'm not that kind of guy.
That's why your reaction video for your wedding is so bland, man.
Exactly.
You just need to, we're doing it. Make a note of it, man. We are literally shooting the Star Wars Report reaction video with the Stone Cold Face Challenge.
Yes.
And whoever stays more, we need like a bet or something. So whoever stays more stone faced,
we wins. Can do this.
No, well, because then people don't know. Because like, here's the thing: we could fake it, right? We could say stone faced and then pretend to break down at the end just for effect. None of that. No, like some real stakes on the line. You have to stay stone-faced. All right, I'll stop.
I can do that.
All right. Yeah, there's a pork. We get one of my favorite line from the trailer, actually.
Ooh.
It's Poe Dameron. He says, "We are the spark that will light the fire that will bring the First Order down." Yeah. It's a very Lord of the Rings kind of quote. It's sort of like, it's the very, "I see in your eyes the same fear that would take the heart of me."
Oh, yeah, and I noticed Billy Lord is behind him.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah. That's true. Yeah, so we see this awesome sequence of Poe Dameron, then...
Carrie Fisher's daughter, then, for those who don't know.
Then what do we see, Bruce? Oh, this is
then
pretty...
Then we see... Right, wait, where, this, oh, we see Phasma.
I'm sorry, who? Listen, it may have been 2 years since we did this bit, but I'm bringing it back.
Oh. Captain Phasma!
Well done, sir.
I've never done it before.
You really? You've been initiated.
Yay.
Captain! That was born with Scott Rifen, one Scott Rifen.
Was it Scott?
That was born on Star Wars Tonight 2 years ago. I did. And we took a buddy cop pictures on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Was he at New York Comic Con or he just...
No, he literally flew out to the John Williams concert. Well, his wife did for his birthday.
I didn't even realize that.
And so that's the only reason they went to New York. And then they hung out with us some on Sunday,
cool.
Which was pretty cool. Yeah, Captain Phasma.
When he's fighting,
have you read Phasma?
I'm glad you asked that question.
You look glad that I asked that question.
I just started reading it on Sunday.
Okay.
And I'm in my Goodreads tracking says I'm 29% of the way through it.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
All right.
I'm loving it.
Okay.
I don't know why. I think I didn't, I don't know. I don't think I was really expecting much, and now I'm really into it.
Actually, Fury
and
Road?
Don't take offense to this.
Okay.
But I was kind of like, I thought, oh, you're coming over tonight. I'm like, crap, I won't have time to read it.
That's fair. Listen, that's fair. Read Phasma, podcast with Riley. It's a tough call, right? Most people would. It is a tough call. The lighting in this. It looks like it's eerie. It's fantastic. It's fantastical.
You know, that
very...
that close-up shot of Phasma almost looks like it's from a cover of a comic to me.
Right?
Doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Very, like, artsy.
And you see Finn in his First Order disguise, which we have seen before, but we see this kind of showdown between them, which looks pretty sweet.
It's kind of cool that they are.
And Phasma's using this, like, super primitive spear.
Yeah.
It looks like she's about to get ready to, like, jump up on a horse. I mean, with like, she has the knight's armor kind of vibe, so it looks almost like she's using an old medieval lance or something. And we see a few more shots. I want to get up to the Luke stuff, because Luke, this is where it really starts to get serious, where we see some new shots of Luke, and there is some new dialogue as well. That, man, it's...
He's really coming across as a grumpy old man.
I've seen a lot of... I want to talk to you a little bit about Luke, because he is not just grumpy. Some people are throwing out the coward word. Some people are saying cowardice. Come on, Luke.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you holding back?
It's time.
The galaxy needs you. Han died. You could have prevented it.
You know who he's like?
Hmm?
Uncle Owen.
He is sort of the...
He is Uncle Owen.
He is... he's grizzled. It's very grizzled. Mm-hmm. There's a very grizzled Luke Skywalker. But before we jump into the
Or they told Mark Hamill, play Luke like you're Harrison Ford.
True. True. Exactly. No. I don't know what's going on. I just watched Blade Runner.
Did you like it? Are you talking about the old Blade Runner?
No, the new one. I've already seen the old one.
Did you like the new one?
No.
No?
I didn't.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
It kind It wasn't good. But anyway, we won't get to that. Let's talk about Luke Skywalker. But before we talk about Luke Skywalker, see, that was almost a really good transition, and then I screwed it up. Before we talk about Luke Skywalker, let's talk about Sperry.
I so want those shoes.
They are pretty awesome.
I'm not saying that because they're a sponsor. I really do want those shoes. They're on my Christmas list.
I took them to New York. The thing is that they're not like designed for 12-hour wear at a convention.
Right.
But I wore them anyway that first day of the convention because they are stylish. Sperry, they are celebrating the 40th anniversary of Star Wars A New Hope with a unique collection of footwear. They actually sent me some. And I shot a quick video of me unboxing them.
I saw that.
And then I put that up on our Twitter. You can check it out there.
That's like, oh, I want those.
Right? Right? Yeah. It's almost like maybe if only I had a connection to it, maybe I could email. Sperry, so what they do is basically they create these really cool exclusive styles that are based on the theme of A New Hope. And all of them have these super lightweight, breathable canvases, and it's just super cool. So here's what you want to do. As you're listening to this and you're interested, if you want some really stylish boat shoe style, Star Wars themed shoes, which these are the kind of things I like. They're super chic where you have to kind of – you have to take two glances before you realize that it's not like they just have a giant Star Wars logo on them. It's instead they're a little subtle, which
yeah,
I like.
That's what I like, yeah.
And so they have a bunch of different styles. They have these CVO slip-ons. They have the Han and Chewie cloud slip-on, which is pretty sweet. That's the classic Han and Chewie promo shot from A New Hope.
Yep.
But my personal favorites, in fact, the ones I actually had them send me, which I should have brought them today. I could have shown them to you, Bruce. Is the Death Star Cloud CVOs and the Rebel Pilot Cloud CVOs. And so these are their really stylish boat shoe styles. And each of them, so like the Death Star one is the one they sent me, and I picked it because it's this cool kind of muted gray,
yeah.
But it has this green trim that's this exact same color as the Death Star laser and a nice little Imperial cog on the side, which are all cool, but you know what probably the most cool and unique thing is?
What?
Is right on the tab on the back, right where the ankle is, they have this really cool print that's exactly like the Death Star hallways from A New Hope.
No way.
Again, it's super subtle, which is, again, the way I like it, because you have to kind of look twice. And I like that. The geek chic thing of the sort of, you know, the Disney bounding style of a civilian outfit that if you looked at it, you're like, and you're a nerd, you're like, what does that remind me of? And then you're like, oh, yeah, this reminds me of Star Wars, Han Solo. The same thing with, like, the Rebel Pilot CVOs. They're like the orange at the jumpsuit with the Rebel cog. And then the X-Wing kind of wing design that you see, the striping on it is on the back ankle.
Well,
there,
I wasn't even familiar that these existed until Labor Day weekend. We went to the Sperry store.
Right. We did, yep.
And we were looking at them. And that's when I was like, I had no idea.
Yeah,
no.
They are available at all the Sperry retail locations. But if you're listening to this podcast now and you want to check it out and help out the Star Wars Report, whether or not you decide to buy them, but believe me, when you see them, it's going to be hard to fight off that temptation. Head to StarWarsReport.com/Sperry, Sperry, StarWarsReport.com/Sperry. That's going to be a link straight to their entire Star Wars collection. They have the droids. Probably my favorite slip-ons, the sort of more house comfortable shoes style, are the Ralph McQuarrie concept art. And if you go there...
I love those. We saw that in the store, too.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. And so you can check it out, StarWarsReport.com/Sperry, StarWarsReport.com/Sperry. And again, thanks to Sperry for supporting the Star Wars Report. Look at all these sponsors who are helping us out. It's like, that's super cool. I'm excited. It's great that they're working with us. So again, head over there, StarWarsReport.com/Sperry. We thank them for supporting the Star Wars Report. Okay.
Back to the trailer.
Luke Skywalker. We got a grumpy Luke. He ain't having any of this crap.
He's the Uncle
He's
Owen
done.
Of the
He
trilogy.
Is donezo. He is like, whatever. Talk to the hand. Talk to the metal, disembodied, worn-out hand is what Luke Skywalker's like. Because he's like, this is not going to go the way you think.
I hope we see a happy Luke at some point.
Yeah, he's like, forget the Ewok music, forget the happily ever after, forget the Jedi Order. I am donezo. You think he's speaking to Rey here? It's not going to end the way you think. Or do you?
I haven't had any thoughts on that one
yet. I think it is. Well, this one I do think he is because...
I think so.
It's the shot of him, like, we're going to see a shot in here of a second of Rey in this dark tavern, and this is Luke with sort of the poncho, and there's a bunch of rain, so I don't know if this is on...
Achoo!
Or not.
Bless you.
Thank you.
This is the most blessed show we've ever done.
Hashtag blessed.
How long has the show been so far?
I don't... That's a good question. How far are we just breaking down the trailer? Oh, we're like 45 minutes. Man,
okay,
man,
it's
rolling along. The crystal, we see the direwolf, the Star Wars direwolf, which,
yes.
By the way, greater than, you guys can't see this on the podcast, but I'm making the greater than sign, greater than the porg. Star Wars direwolves, I mean, come on.
No, the trailer premiered 24 hours ago. I haven't been online that much today. Are a lot of people excited
about it? No, nobody's paying
about...
attention.
Really?
They're not getting the love they deserve.
Oh, I would think so.
Yeah. We see this opening of what looks like
Jabba's palace.
It looks like Jabba's
palace.
That's
what reminds me of the special edition Jabba's palace.
Let's talk about this aquatic sequence, though. Bruce, walk us through what we're seeing here. What are we seeing?
Well, is it Rey that falls through the water, it looks like, and she swims up onto the shore and Luke's standing there?
Which reminds me of the old deleted scenes from Revenge of the Sith, by the way. Because, like, there's a whole sequence with... You didn't know this? There's a whole sequence. It's like animatics.
Well, no, I know that Obi-Wan falls in the water.
Yeah, it reminds me of Obi-Wan falling in the water and that deleted sequence of him swimming under the water and escaping a bunch of battle droids and clone troopers that are both fighting him as he fights his way back to the Grievous ship in Revenge of the Sith. These shots remind me of that. It's really cool.
So Darth Hound... circle something underwater. What is that? Do you see
it? Looks like... So the skeleton of a vicious-looking creature.
What is that?
I mean, I don't know exactly what it is, but what he points out is maybe there's a living version of one there, which would be... Man, talk about a throwback to The Phantom Menace, is if there's an underwater sea monster. We see a shot of Finn captured by the First Order. It's probably prior to his fight with Phasma, because he's in that same cool uniform. And again, another shot back to the new First Order transit area, which is pretty cool. Let's jump back to the... I'm going to jump ahead slightly. I want to talk about Snoke.
Yes.
We're seeing some Snoke stuff here.
Fulfill your destiny.
And which, by the way, Andy Serkis's voiceover, A+.
Yes.
But we see Snoke.
We see... Well... We do.
Yeah.
Not like a great close-up shot. Like, I mean, it's close-up, but his hand's like kind of in front of his part of his face.
But we see enough, man.
We see enough that we see.
We've seen the minifigures, the action figure leaks. This is Snoke live in the shriveled flesh.
And then Rey in what you look like when you do yoga.
That was my tweet. I thought I was very clever.
Every time I see that, now I do.
You're gonna, now when you watch it, you're going to think of Riley.
Dude, yoga.
It looks like some kind of force choke / push that Snoke is fighting Rey, which on what looks like on the bridge of a ship. And it looks like we see the Praetorian guards. We see some red in the background there. That's pretty cool. And then we get to the last shot. I'm going to walk us through this. All right?
Please.
Let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. Last shot. Rey. The quote is... I need someone to show me my place in all this.
As she says, too.
And then there's a shot of Kylo Ren in what I darn well say is the exact same location. This has got to be legit. You think this might be misdirection?
I'm leaning in that direction that she's saying that to Luke.
You in the same location?
No, I don't think they're in the same location.
Look at that lighting, man. It looks... Looks like it to me, man.
I don't know. If you listen to the audio, she sounds like she's in something different than he is. In my opinion. Well, he doesn't say anything, so I guess...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
just don't trust that they're leading us this
easily.
You
just have trust issues with Disney marketing, let's be honest.
Well, no, I don't even know. I shouldn't say it's a trust issue. I'm actually hoping that they're trying to throw us off.
You want that.
Yeah, because I would love to go in there and go, oh, okay, this is not what I was expecting. And Rian Johnson and Daisy Ridley, I mean, and I think even Mark Hamill have made comments that you will, like, be surprised. This is going in a different direction.
That's the first thing you've said that really kind of is bringing me over to your side on this.
Yeah.
Because the fact that they're talking about it
The Force Awakens was all about practical effects. Practical this movie is about going in a different direction.
Well, and I honestly, it brings us back to that clip that I don't have because I don't have my laptop on me. But you know that clip, the series of stuff I clipped out of the behind the scenes reel.
Yes.
That's literally it's new, it's different, it's different, it's new, it's new, it's different. That's basically the whole shebang.
Yes.
And this is true. Like Rey needs someone to train her, but also give her a sense of belonging because we know she's never really found her family, and maybe she finds.
But look what she's wearing. It's what she's wearing on Achu.
Bless you.
I don't know if that's a bless from what I said or what I'm saying.
I'm leaving that entire awkward pause intact. But it's true, and it looks like, you know, Kylo has that hand stretched out exactly like Darth Vader in The Empire Strikes Back.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, here comes the, it's just like Empire Strikes Back, man. Stop it. Stop it. It's not just like Empire Strikes Back.
It's not just like Empire Strikes Back.
Just because a movie's darker as a sequel, that is not a feature owned by Irvin Kershner, all right?
Let me tell you something. When I saw Empire Strikes Back is when it came out in 1980. So the vision I remember that really stood out to me is like, wow, this is incredible. This is different was when we saw the AT-AT walkers.
Okay.
And we see a similar visual here. With these gorilla walkers. I'm not saying that this is like Empire Strikes Back, but
yeah.
That reminds me of that, which of the AT-ATs, which reminds me of Empire Strikes Back. So
I mean, that is an incredible Empire, like that opening battle sequence to this day holds up so well.
It does.
The action, it's so fast paced. The effects, frankly, like it looks herky jerky a little bit in some ways, but it still looks great today when you watch it. It blows my mind.
Yeah, you know, it's like, and I don't know. You know, I'm excited about The Last Jedi.
But,
there's just a lot of things I see in the trailer and images that are familiar.
Okay.
I mean, I know we talk about the tree, and we're not that familiar with the tree, but we've seen something about the tree and other things, and we've seen walkers before, and we see some.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of familiar things that are familiar, but when I saw Empire Strikes Back in 80, there was so much that was like, wow, I've never seen anything like these walkers. I've never seen anything like this little green guy.
See,
I've never seen the city in the cloud. Like, there was so much that was so new and different from A New Hope.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what I'm hoping with every movie that we have, Star Wars, where I'm just like,
so we're getting
I've
some
never
of that,
seen anything
but you're
like
hoping
that.
For more.
I'm hoping for more. Like, I want to go, like, I would love to see a trailer where I'm like, we've never seen anything like these things in a Star Wars movie before. And that's what I'm hoping. I'm not seeing that as much in this trailer, but I'm hoping, even if it's not in this movie, in another movie at some point.
Yeah.
I'm just really looking for different.
And that's the last shot of the trailer, by the way, is just that huge suspense of, like, is Rey going to the dark side? Or are she and Kylo kind of teaming up and going kind of gray Jedi, to use those ever so controversial terms? And Kylo's reaching out his hand. Is she going to take it? We don't know.
Or maybe she's not really there.
Is it the path to the dark side?
Maybe
the dark
he's
side? Is
reaching
it
out to Luke.
Yeah, or you're like, it's all fake. It's all fake.
It's all fake.
You can't.
You know what? And I don't know. I would like, I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, let's think that what we're thinking from what we're led to believe in this trailer isn't true, and just go in with open minds and be ready to be amazed.
Exactly. And by the way, to jump to your defense, what Darth Hound points out is that these shots could be deceptive because the shot of Rey does seem to be from earlier in the film based off of what she's wearing.
Absolutely. That's what
so
I said
he's,
earlier.
So
he's
thinking, he agrees with you. He thinks she's talking to Luke there.
Because he's smart.
And Kylo, in the scene, he's clearly still offering his hand to her.
Yeah, well, he's offering his hand to somebody. Maybe he's just, you know, shaking his minister's hand. I don't know. It's after
the real
church.
Question now is that they're asking is, will she make the choice Luke didn't make? Will she take him up?
Maybe.
That's the shortest answer to this question I was expecting. Maybe. No, that's fair. I think.
Well, it would make it interesting because it would give us something different. I'd like to see something like that, maybe.
That's a lot to think about. It's almost like we spent an hour almost talking about a Star Wars trailer.
That's like 2 minutes and
we're nerds.
Seconds. Yes,
we're such
we
big nerds. Nerds. We are going to get back to you guys later on this week I need to make the schedule to get Mark on and get his thoughts. And should I do the cell phone thing? Like,
Just see if we can get Mark
all right,
on the phone.
All right. Call Mark Herleman.
Calling Mark Herleman.
All right, let's see if this
Herleman.
That's the way it pronounces it. Let's see if this works. Hopefully, let's see if this actually goes through the microphone. Yeah, it's actually going through all right. Let's see. See if Mark answers. This is like the most awkward.
Oh, I hope he answers.
Come on, Herleman.
He's
we got
probably
to the fourth ring. The fourth ring starts. The likelihood starts to drop after the fourth ring, especially the. Ooh, that's the fifth one. Oh, come
Your
on.
Call has been
no.
forwarded to an
Mark's probably like, you didn't get me on the show. Come on, guys.
Hey, everybody now knows that his number begins with 5 and 4.
Oh, did I say did that make it on? Oh, put the puzzle piece together, ladies and gentlemen. No, good show, man. I had a great time talking to
me
you.
Me too.
I have so much fun when we get the chance to do this in person. And that's a pretty darn good trailer. Where would you rank it? Do you think it's with the exception of Chewie, We're Home, I put it at the best Star Wars trailer of the Disney era. That's for me. I loved it. But again, it's because of that story intrigue.
I can't do that because the Force Awakens trailer, the Chewie, We're Home, the experience of seeing that celebration in the auditorium with the cast there and everything was just beyond.
Were you in the auditorium, by the way?
I was, yeah.
Mm.
And that was, I mean, I literally cried. And
really?
I did cry watching this
And that's
trailer,
not a Bruce thing to do, by the way.
It's not. And I think it's because I also had lack of sleep. But it
True.
Was, but just the energy in the room, the people I met who were near me. I mean, there's, and I'm still in contact with some of those people. And, you know,
yeah.
it was the rebirth of Star Wars to
yeah.
me at that moment. And this trailer, I would, yeah, definitely rank it up there, but not beyond that one.
Yeah, I mean, to me even, and I was in an overflow room, but I still rank that one above. But I put this one up there, not quite as...
And the episode one, the Phantom Menace trailer, is up there for me, too.
So how did you see it in a theater, or did you do, like, the QuickTime download?
I remember doing the QuickTime download because I remember downloading it and walking away from my desk for, like, 20 minutes until it finished downloading.
yeah, the story of so many people. Hey, guys, also, big thanks to our sponsors, Sperry and Tops. Again, go to StarWarsReport.com/Sperry, and, of course, just Tops.com is where you can find all the awesome stuff on the digital side. And check out that Star Wars Card Trader app. But and also, I want to give a big thank you to our patrons. I often don't even do it nearly enough. But for you guys who support us directly on Patreon, that makes a big difference in what we're able to do. As now I don't have a computer to do this show.
Because it was
I'll
stolen.
Figure it out. I'll figure it out. But seriously, to everybody who supports
people
us.
People don't know that, though. It was stolen unless they listen to Rogue Transmissions.
That's true. You need to listen to Rogue Transmissions. Yeah, that was
the
thing. That was the thing that happened in New York. But regardless, patreon.com/StarWarsReport. That's where at any level, if you join us, you could pledge $1. You could pledge $15. You could pledge $50. But you can go there and... at any level, you can join the Facebook chat, which is always a good time. Bruce is raising his hand because you are actually a patron. You're still a patron with all the work you do, which,
I'm
by the
still
way,
a patron.
Which I do appreciate, sir.
I feel like I need to support the network.
I listen, and I appreciate it. We got a new one as well, and we'll get back to. I feel bad because I didn't have the featured patron supporter of the
and
week.
And shout out to Jack, my brother-in-law, who's now also a patron.
Let's make him the featured patron of the week, shall we?
Sure.
Then you can do that. And so seriously, thanks to everyone who supports us there. At any level, you can join the Facebook chat at the $5 level. You can check out Rogue Transmissions, which we just did before the show.
We did.
And I did a full recap of all my highlights of New York Comic Con. So if you want to hear about that, just check it out. Patreon.com/StarWarsReport, patreon.com/StarWarsReport. You can check us out on Facebook and Twitter. That's where I posted all those cool videos from New York Comic Con.
Yes.
Twitter.com/StarWarsReport, Facebook.com/StarWarsReport. And finally, to everyone who has and this week will leave an iTunes review at StarWarsReport.com/iTunes, you're going to get a Star Wars pack of cards, Journey of the Last Jedi cards from Topps, courtesy of Topps. So all you have to do is leave us a review on iTunes. And then fire us an email saying that, hey, this is my username, this is the review, and I'll get your mailing address, and you'll get yourself a set of Star Wars card, Star Wars trading cards. So how about that? How about them apples?
And make it good.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Now you're just trolling, sir. Bruce, you crack me up sometimes. StarWarsReport.com/iTunes. That takes you directly to the iTunes store. So that does, I think that does it. I think that wraps it up. Any final parting thoughts, Bruce?
Yeah, because if you happen to watch other Star franchise, Star Trek Discovery, I do a live show Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m.
Star
Central.
Trek Discovery. I've seen a lot of promo in New York. Everyone's getting hyped.
So I review the episodes with Brandy Jackala on Trek FM. So if you follow Trek FM on Twitter, you'll get the link like 15 minutes before we go live on Mondays.
And what's the name of the podcast? People are searching for it in iTunes or something?
The Edge.
The Edge, Star Trek Discovery Talk. You can forgive him, right? You can forgive him, all right?
Right? I also do literary treks, too. So I'll just throw that out there.
Also, see, now you're pushing it.
So I need to do two Star Wars podcasts now.
Well, you kind of do with Rogue Transmissions. We can kind of count that, right?
Yes, I guess.
You can do that a little bit.
I don't know. Maybe Bruce and then Blasters will have me.
Here's the thing. If you want to see a bunch of pictures of me, finally, I'm in a running program now. So now that I'm doing a Run Disney race.
Are you running for office?
No, I'm not running for office. Heck no. But I am running for Run Disney as I'm training for the half marathon in November. And if you want to track along with me posting constantly about all the runs I'm doing, or if you want to track along with just all the other craziness of things like New York Comic Con and all kinds of other cool stuff, you should follow me on Instagram. The username is @TheRileyGuy, R-I-L-E-Y. And the same thing applies to Twitter as well, but I've been really kicking it up on Instagram recently. Instagram's kind of become my preferred social media, so check it out there. @TheRileyGuy, R-I-L-E-Y. Of course, you can check out Bruce. It's @Admiral_Rex on Twitter, and just @AdmiralRex on Instagram, I assume,
yes,
sir?
Yes, that's correct.
Admiral Rex. Check that out. And, of course, Mark Herleman. Find him @IllogicalRogue2 on all of the social medias. And stay tuned. Bruce, do you want to do the Stone Face Challenge?
If you're up for it, yeah.
Well, then I'm just going to say you should go to the Star Wars Report YouTube channel. Just search for the Star Wars Report on YouTube and subscribe, because that's where you're going to see Bruce and I do the – what time is it? Yeah, we got time. We're going to totally shoot a stone cold face challenge of the Last Jedi trailer reaction. Darn it, we're getting in.
Yeah.
On this thing. I don't think the Star Wars show is going to put our version on, all right? I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen. I'm just saying. You think they'll like that? Do you think they'll like the Stone Cold Face?
Maybe we'll just go
like crazy at the end.
Andy likes everything, though.
And that'll make the cut. Seriously, guys, thanks for tuning in. We will be back later this week with more programming based on New York Comic Con and some of the other news, but we just had to dedicate an entire episode to that trailer. Because, like, how could we not? Seriously.
I'm just surprised that you got through the whole show just saying trailer in an American accent the whole time.
You're welcome, Steel Saunders. we need to get him back on the show, too. And I'm unfortunately sad we can't do Star Wars. We couldn't do it live. We might do some Facebook Live stuff here shortly. So, seriously, like, if you don't like the Star Wars Report on Facebook, do it. We're going to be doing more Facebook Lives in the future. We weren't, because of the laptop stealing situation, I wasn't able to do it for this show, but you know, tickets and the trailer have passed, but more cool stuff will be happening. So as in the coming month, we'll be doing some live shows as kind of a trial run, and then we'll be going into the daily Star Wars Tonight come November.
As producer, can I try an experiment real quick?
All right, let's do it.
If anybody's still listening at this point...
You have so little faith.
If anybody's still listening at this point, I'm just curious. You know,
okay,
because at the end of a show, people are like, okay, I'll move on.
Yeah,
because
like, yeah, that's true, that's true.
So, tweet me @Admiral_Rex and say, I listened to the end of the Star Wars Report.
I did that once, and you would be surprised, sir.
I do remember you doing that, because I was in Rhode Island, and I listened to that.
I did the post-credits, and I got a lot. So
I remember that. I wasn't even on the show at that point.
@Admiral_, could you say if people happen to do that, and they're cool enough Star Wars fans, that you should send them some Topps cards?
Sure.
Let's do it. All right, it's a deal. Listen, hey, we have this awesome sponsor, and we're taking advantage of it. You guys are getting some cool Star Wars cards. I'm just saying. That's happening. That's a thing. All right, so much, so long for this episode of the Star Wars Report, episode 302, right? 302?
Yes.
Is that what we're on?
302.
Is in the can. Until next time, may the Force be with you, and remember, many Bothans died.
Many Bothans died to bring you this podcast.